The Great Hospital in Norwich has provided care for the local community for almost 800 years. Few charitable organisations in Europe can match this remarkable record. Even fewer can boast such a rare combination of architectural and documentary riches. You can discover more about the life and times of this extraordinary building in the book Health and Hygiene in Early Modern Norwich, which looks at the accounts of the hospital and also the river and the streets of 16th century Norwich. This fascinating book was first published by the Norfolk Record Society in 2013, but is now available at a discounted price for our readers. It is a building which has survived civic vandalism and bombs and continues to play a leading role in many lives, but what a story it has to tell. At the time of its foundation in the year 1249, the Hospital of St Giles, as it was then known, was far from unusual, but the closure of most comparable institutions during and after the dissolution of the monasteries in the 1530s means it is now unique in an English context. Because most other medieval hospital archives were then destroyed, that of the Great Hospital are now deemed to be so important that in 2011, UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, awarded it special Memory of the World status. Having in 1570 been transferred under lock and key to a special treasury in the Guildhall, it is now held in the Norfolk Record Office. St Giles Hospital was founded by Bishop Walter Suffield for 60 infirm poor men sharing 30 beds, priests broken with age, and 7 young scholars. Care for the soul was prioritised over that of the body, and as was common then, the regulations followed a monastic model based on the Augustinian rule. Unusually, however, the hospital was not only efficiently managed, but free from scandal and also closely integrated into the religious and political life of Norwich, which may in part explain why the city rulers were determined to save it from dissolution. They were also influenced by developments in communal health and welfare across the North Sea, and as a result took the radical step of acquiring the hospital from the Crown in 1547 to conversion as an almshouse. The accounts reveal what life was like at God's House, when there were 40 resident paupers, men and women, staff and administrators. The hospital got off to a difficult start because of the devastation caused by the Kett's Rebellion in August 1549. But they survived, and the account rolls show the residents were, by a 16th century standard, offered a comfortable old age. They also record the salaries and the day wages for labourers and the outgoings on things such as leather for shoes for the poor folk and sheets to bury the poor in and a shovel to make graves with. Building materials included nails for doors. In the 1575-76 records, a payment of 2 shillings and 8 pence was made to Mary Cole, one of the poor women of the hospital, for a stilt after her leg was sawn off. The following year, the unfortunate but resilient Mother Cole was attended by John Cropp, a Dutch surgeon, who received 20 shillings for healing her remaining leg. As might be expected, given the complexity of the hospital's finances and the extent of its outgoings, the account rolls grew larger, and the adoption of a clearer, more accessible layout devised by the city chamberlain, Robert Renbold, made it easier to locate individual entries, while the fine calligraphy and elegant strapwork used as decoration by the scribe attest to the care that was taken and given to the creation of these rare documents.